Miles. She wasn't just out of his league. He wasn't even in the same sport. I was going to head home to start packing for Vandy. I have to be down there in a couple days for football camp.
Mind if I come with you?
Trey felt his brow crease in confusion. You want to come with me? Taylor laughed, and Trey had never seen anything more beautiful.
Yes. I'm too excited to go back to Miss Lily's bed and breakfast. I thought we could finish up our tour. You mentioned something about a fishing pond.
Trey felt his head nod, and Taylor flashed him a smile, before linking her fingers with his. He shook his head, trying to clear it. He must have been hit on the head. Yes, that was it. He'd received a blow to the head, and he was in a coma at the hospital. This was all just a dream. It's just a dream, Trey repeated to himself, as he helped Taylor down from his old pickup truck. He watched in wonder as she looked around the small clearing and took in his favorite fishing pond.
This place is amazing. I'm so jealous you got to grow up here.
Jealous? Of me? You're America's sweetheart, Trey babbled. Smooth, Everett, real smooth. Taylor slipped off the heels she was wearing and climbed on a large rock on the bank of the pond. She dangled a toe over the water, and the happy-go-lucky attitude seemed to slip down her body and into the water.
You know how much I would have killed for a life like yours?
She asked so quietly that Trey had to climb up next to her in order to hear. Of course he had to stop thinking of her legs in those shorts and her breasts. Listen, Everett. Why would you want that? You got to travel the world, be on the cover of magazines and star in movies. It's amazing what you've accomplished.
True. I've done more than most actors have ever dreamed of. I have more money than I could ever spend in my lifetime and access to anything I could ever want. But the one thing I wanted, I'll never have.
Trey couldn't help but pull her against him as a single tear fell into the water below. Suddenly, he felt very protective of the girl he could only dream of having in his life.
I wanted my family. But they were too concerned about getting their hands on my money to care about me as a person. They pushed and pushed until I hated what I was doing. I had to sue my own parents. That's not something I'm proud of. Luckily, Cy was there to help me. He was there to show me how to save the money I was earning. He was there to teach me how to cook and how to drive the used SUV he convinced me to buy. He gave me the closest thing to a normal life I could have. I know I could have gone out and bought a sports car or mansion and hit the clubs every night. But Cy sat me down and explained to me about wasting my time, talent, and money on things like that.
It sounds like you did have a family. And the Davies family is the best family you could have, Trey said quietly as he brushed back her hair from her face.
And now he's got Gemma. I'm not jealous, Taylor said quickly. I'm really happy for them. But I'm part of his old life. He has a future here, and I'm not sure I fit in.
Trey felt her silently cry against his shoulder as he held her. His heart hurt for her, and he felt so helpless. He couldn't solve this problem for her. All he could do was hold her as she cried. Shh, it's okay, Taylor. Cy won't forget about you. You're very much part of his past, present, and future.
It's not just that. I'm scared, Trey.
But you have nothing to be scared of, Taylor. Cy won't forget about you. I'm sure of it.
College. I'm scared of going to college without Cy. Vanderbilt is a great school, but I've never been to school before. I don't know how to meet new people. Cy always introduced me around and made me feel included. I've never been to high school. I've never been in a class with other kids. I've never raised my hand to ask a question. I've never stepped foot in a school, period.
Well, I'll be there. But I have a feeling you won't even remember me with all the friends you'll make. You may not know it, but you attract people with your smile. You're so genuine that people won't be able to help themselves. You'll have more friends than you know what to do with, as it should be.
Taylor rested her head against his shoulder and talked.